Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Wait, so you just do it.
And we're going. Careful. Yeah, this is my podcasting equipment. Welcome.
Really cool, man. Really cool.
I'm mobile and I'm here in your lair.
You're mobile, I'm lair. These are our alter egos.
Mobile. I almost did the mistake.
I know.
You're right. It's harder than it seems. Jesus. I noticed that you just pulled out some special cards. Can you explain those?
Well, Ayanna Van Zandt is a spiritual leader. She has a show on Oprah's network, OWN. OWN.
How did you discover this? Because I don't know about this only through... I only know about it through you.
Well, how do I? I think I, in college, had a bunch of friends who recommended I read her books. I don't remember how I started watching her TV show, but it basically makes me cry every single time, which, as we've discussed today earlier, offline, is not that hard to do.
Do you get offended when someone tells you that you need to read a spiritual guidance book?
Well, my friends were reading it themselves. Okay. Like, they were really into it, and I never was at that time. But I always attract, like, really holistic friends, and then I'm, like, the skeptic. But yet, I surround myself with people like that, and as I'm getting older, I'm just more into those things.
Right. As you're getting older, you're going crazy.
As I go through the decades, as they fly past.
Oh, I thought that was a card that you were reading.
No, so these are these Ayanna Van Zandt cards.
How did you acquire these?
Amazon.
Oh, this is a purchase. You sought these out.
Listen to this one. Love is who I am and what I do.
Mic drop.
Until today, you may have been trying to figure out what love is and how to find it in your life. Just for today, be aware of and accept yourself as the expression and example of the love you're seeking. Sometimes it just feels like she's trying to fill up a card.
Well, why? What is the point of having them in card form? Are you supposed to, like, pick
like
one every
if
day?
If you're freaking out in traffic, I guess you can pull over and be like, there are times when I need to be alone. That's what this one says. Until today, you may have believed that being alone was bad or frightening. Just for today, allow yourself to explore the possibilities and opportunities that being alone offers you.
What? We have so many distractions.
I think my dog went up and got a little treat.
Oh, he did get something. Is this legal for him?
Yeah, it's a treat that he has hidden.
I don't know. Are you serious?
Yeah, for some reason, this particular treat, I give it to him and he just, like, hoards it.
That's so cute.
And then he goes and gets it when he's good and ready for it.
That's amazing.
But he also hides things like under the curtains, and I'm like, I see you. Like he'll, if I give him like a bone or something, he's scared of them and he goes and hides them and doesn't chew on them.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so because you are like an, how do you say your name?
Iyanla Van Zandt.
You've been reading and following her for a while. Is there anything that you learned from her a long time ago that you still stick with? Like any kind of,
well,
anything to prove that this is,
I mean,
been worth
her
your
show
while?
Is like she's doing kind of unorthodox family therapy and group therapy with people in really kind of entrenched in dysfunctional relationships. So yeah, like you'll think about a certain episode and you'll be like, oh, we're, you know, oh, here's an example. There was a family conflict that was happening with some of my family members, and I channeled Iyanla, and I was like, they were bickering back and forth, and I was like, is there any love here, or is it just DNA? That's the kind of stuff she will say. And it like kind of broke people straight into their vulnerability instead of their defensiveness. And it was kind of amazing. I was like literally just doing an impression of Iyanla, and it kind of resolved this family problem.
I'm surprised that people in your family listen to you. Like, I feel like that's something I would say and no one would acknowledge that I said it.
Well, they were in such dire need of someone to
step in.
The cycle. Which is also like what, I mean, the families that she goes to, it's like a lot of shit is going down.
I remember when that Lindsay Lohan documentary came out and we were obsessed with it. At least I know I was.
Which one?
The Lindsay Lohan owned documentary.
Oh yeah. When is that back?
I don't think it is. But yeah. You had said that you were like, why didn't Oprah get Iyanla for Lindsay?
Yes, as the life coach, because the life coach that they had, I felt like she was too much under Lindsay's thumb.
Right.
She was just like, Lindsay, today, what if you clear out negative energy from your brain? And Lindsay's like, okay.
Right.
It just felt like
she wanted to be on a TV show. And
yeah. And she always had her makeup too done to be a life coach. I was like, I just feel like you want to be on TV.
Phone call incoming. Do you do this for every call? She won't stop, won't draw your face. Who's calling?
President Obama.
Holy shit. You should have picked that up.
I don't know. What if he got cold feet?
What if
he wants me to join the FBI?
That would be cool. But does he have anything to do with the FBI?
If you were asked to join the FBI, yes. And you could never do comedy again.
Yes.
Basically, substitute anything and your answer would be yes. If you had to clean toilets for the
rest. But never do comedy again. 100% yes. I'm really excited about these adult coloring books. I don't know if you thumbed through them, but wait, is my water leaking?
You don't know if I thumbed through them?
My water broke.
Oh no. And now we're learning that no water is safe. We went on the EWG.org website that I've been spending pretty much 90% of my time getting closer and closer to a full meltdown. You can search on this site, like if things have toxicity and blah, 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 products, cleaning products, foods, makeup. And we just found the water section, and it gave all the bottled waters C's, D's,
or
and F's.
Most 90% F.
Fiji water had a C.
And I've never seen a more non-user friendly website.
No,
and
it's
the fact that you've been on it for like 2 days straight. Are you like, how are you?
It's so hard to navigate.
I love you,
little.
You guys are getting like
too close.
Too close.
I mean, I
he buries himself in your body every time you move. He adjusts.
I know.
It's
but
really
look
cute.
At him.
I'm
Aww.
So jealous. That's all I want in this world.
Well, he'll sit on you like that.
He just. But yeah, this website is. I want to get into it, but I know once I do. I just give up because it's, like you said, the hand soap that we use, which is marketed as being clean, is bullshit.
Everything's bullshit. Everything's bullshit. Everything. Everything.
All right. Chelsea cannot be tamed today. We got to rein her in. It's going to be a battle of sorts.
A battle of the sexists. A battle of the sexist. That's a good name for a book.
What would it be about? Reverse sexism? I don't know.
Battle of the sexist. No, it's a book about like a Republican who's trying to make abortions illegal. And it's called Battle of the Sexist.
But what point of view is it written from?
Liberal. Yeah. Are we the donkeys?
What does that mean? Oh, yeah.
Liberals are donkeys.
What's the other one?
Republicans are elephants. Who got the shit end of the stick with that one?
Both.
Elephants are majestic. Donkeys are like literally called asses.
But elephants is literally, that's what you're called if you're fat.
Thunder thighs.
Would you rather be... thunder thighs.
Saddlebags.
Wait, I decided that this is going to be the first summer that I wear shorts because thunder thighs are in style.
They are?
Yeah.
Great.
Thighs are in style. Like, they came back.
Really?
Dude, how do you not know that?
Show me some pictures. Show me one photo on your phone of a model with any kind of leg. They all have like short shorts and their legs are straight lines.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but that's what's so ridiculous about the fashion world. It's like all the women that everyone really looks up to, it's like, I mean, I'm going to say something kind of stupid, but Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, like even Rihanna, she fluctuates, but like they all have thighs and they all get their clothes probably custom made because they're so famous. And it's like, why don't you just make clothes that don't have to be customized, that could just be fitted on all kinds of women?
Oh my God, his sounds. Now he won't do it for the mic.
My dog was making his little mouth sounds.
Are so cute. Oh, he's doing it. No. Wait, do you really think they have custom made clothes?
I know they do.
You know they do?
I know they
do. You have an insider tip?
No. Well, if you're not a size 2, it's like, I think it's 2, 0, 2, and 4 are the sample sizes that designers lend for like red carpets. So if you're anything bigger than that, I don't understand it. Honestly, I'm still trying to learn about it.
But yeah, so they have big thighs. They're in style. Therefore,
they have butts. Like thighs and butts. I mean, I don't know about thighs, but definitely butts are in style. And yet clothes are not made to accommodate them. If you're looking at like high-end fashion.
Right, which I am not.
What are you looking at?
I don't think I'm looking at any clothes.
I feel like you're into fashion.
A little bit. Now that I have a fashion friend, things have changed a little
Why?
Bit. Well, like, she'll be like...
Who's your fashion friend, P.S.?
This P.S. She's a fashion blogger. Her name's Rumi Neely. You have to Google her right now. She kind of was like I tried on a dress with the sneakers I was wearing and she was like mortified and told me that I had to get Stan Smith's
sneakers.
Yeah, but they were like running shoes, not cute sneakers. But she was like, if you get Stan Smith's for like $30,
let me see now I see her. Okay,
she listens to this podcast.
What shoe is she wearing here? Okay, shout out to Rumi Neely. Is that her?
Yes. All right, mustard dress, which is she's making hot right now.
I think that. I mean, now, first of all, how did you two cross paths?
she was a podcast listener, and we just kind of met on the internet. Much like how I think you and I.
How did we meet?
I can't remember if it's like via DM or at the Comedy Store. Like, I don't know which one came first.
Oh, but you know what? Actually, I do, because you were really weird acting.
What? Pause. conversation over.
Hey, weird adults, am I right? Now it's all coming together. No, it's funny that I literally blotted this out because I feel like now the person that I know is a completely different person.
What
but I met you at
say?
The Comedy Store and you were like, something like, do you want me to drive over to your house and bring you food or something?
No, that was not the Comedy Store. That was, no.
No.
That's not what happened. Oh my God. I wish that I had old DMs. You hit me up. You DM me.
Oh my God.
You DM me. It was like around Christmas time a few years ago. And you were like, something about, you DM me like, I don't have your number. And then I sent you my number. And then you said something about getting dessert.
No, this was like, I'm talking about, we had never met before.
I know.
Our first encounter was like at a comedy club, and you were acting like kind of strange.
No, Chelsea. I remember because I was like, I can bring you, you wanted dessert. And I was like, I can come over and bring you cookies because I had like, my friend just gave me a care package with all these cookies, and I was like, can my friend John drive me over to you? And you were like, I don't want him to know where I live. And then we didn't come over. I swear. I don't, that
I know, but we did know, but we met at a comedy store prior to that, and I feel like, I don't know if it was prior to that because I don't have a good sense of time, but like, I do feel like we met at a club at one point before I really knew you were even a comedian. Like, I just didn't know you that well.
I don't remember this.
Anyway, whatever. The point is, we're all cool now. Everyone's...
Are we?
Everyone's cool now.
Maybe that is true. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you.
But this roomy girl, I mean...
Right?
Wow, wow, wow.
She's like a whole different level.
But what's
of clothes.
Her deal? I don't get it. Is she like a fashion blogger? Is she a model?
I believe fashion blogger is the term.
Did she date Tyler, the Creator?
I don't think so. Why?
They have a section when you Google image her. One of the sections is like her hanging out with him.
Who is he? Is that
he's
him?
A rapper?
Whoa, I don't know about this.
Roomie,
let us know.
Does she have freckles? He loves girls with freckles.
I don't think so. I don't think Asian girls have freckles.
Sometimes they do. The mixed girls.
She is mixed. She's so pretty. Roomie, we're just looking at pictures of you on Google Image.
What if the funny thing is, imagine if you or I were in these exact poses and clothes.
They look so
in our
ugly.
Google Image, like our comedians are always like holding a pot and a pan and like shrugging and like weird shit that photographers are always like, you know, I've been so bored in photo shoots. You're a clown. Let me hand you every prop I've ever thought of.
When I did that thing on Last Call with Carson Daly, they were like, we have this big frame. Step in and out of it. Like a oversized picture frame.
Last Call with Carson Daly. Well, I mean, you finish and then I'll say
that's it. They told me to step in and out of this picture. And I was like, no, I don't do that.
They had me the first time I did it. They were like, we have you for the B-roll. We want you to be playing with a pool table. And I was like, well, I don't play pool. And so it's just kind of weird. And then I wound up just like throwing the balls around on the table. And it was so strange. And then they slow-mo it and put like music over it. And it's just so like divorced from anything I'd ever spend my time doing. It was just so strange. It's weird. It's like, I don't know why people get attached to B-roll. I guess it's
action.
Like they need something to edit so that they don't, it's not just... jump cuts.
Like, here's a rubber chicken. Hold it.
Yeah, wave it around. We'll slow-mo it. We'll put 80s rock over it. And this will represent your personality.
This will let everyone know just who you are inside.
Roomie and Tyler, the Creator. This is the story that you need to get for your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get her back on and we'll find out. Maybe it was they ran into each other on the street and just did a fashion shoot. That would be my guess. Or a photo shoot. I don't
but
know how this
I
works.
What did I go on here to look up?
There just was to, I think, look her up.
Oh, wait, but you were saying she said don't wear...
She was like, she's given me like small bits of information that I can retain of like, okay, don't wear running shoes with like a little skirt or
but you
dress.
Know what, I don't know if I agree with that.
Well,
just to play devil's advocate, there's this woman who works at Netflix and she would wear like high top cool sneakers with a dress.
Well, cool sneakers I think are different.
Oh, I know what I was gonna look up.
Stan Smiths.
Yeah, that's what it was. This is so legitimately what it's like to hang out.
I know. That's the theme of this.
Wait, Stan Smith Adidas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone knows about them, right?
Yeah.
She was like, you have to know about them. And so I got them. And I got the kids ones, which have Velcro, and they're really cool. And they're cheap.
Do you buy kids' clothes a lot?
I'm starting to now more.
Like, I like kids' clothes, and I've been known to...
You now don't even have the microphone anymore.
I've been known
we
to
just
buy...
go in the other room.
Yeah, where you just hear us eating chips, like, but like a mile away, and like murmured giggles. Murmured giggles? That makes no sense.
No.
Muted. Muted giggles.
Muted.
Anyway,
Stan Smiths. You've seen them. You know them. You don't have them. Kids clothes.
Oh, so I sometimes I would get like North Face hoodies, but yeah. Kids.
Oh,
and then they
cheaper.
Fit really cute.
I need to look into that.
Even like American Apparel, whatever. If you get kids hoodies, they fit more tailored.
That's a good call, because American Apparel hoodies always, they're
huge.
Manly.
Yeah, but their sweats are great.
Are they?
P.S. I was at Natasha Leggero's before the premiere of her show, Another Period.
Which promotion. Is really funny. Watch it on iTunes. Promotion. #promotion.
And I was like, then we went in the hot tub and I was like, oh, do you have some sweats I can wear home? And she's like, I don't own any sweats. So otherworldly to me. Like, can you imagine? Like, she's always in like a kimono or something. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, it's just like
satin
purely
shorts.
Like foreign to me to imagine a life without sweats.
That is crazy town. She's like kind of like Rumi, the flat fashion blogger.
Yeah.
Like, always put together.
Yeah.
Just has it.
And even her loungewear is like really decadent looking, you know, like it's always like a sailor look or like a French Parisian, you know, like everything is always like, you know, the finest, whatever. But anyway, I just was like trying to imagine what would I do without sweatpants. I'd come home and I'd have
get
to
get naked. Right.
Well, I guess so. Oh my God. Last night I went and did a set at the Improv. I went out to eat. Got home. No, in the car, I look and there's a lump at my knee and it's a pair of underwear that were in my jeans. And I put them on like, because I had worn them like the day before, thrown it off when I got home. And there's just a ball. Like, it looks like I have a tumor on the side of my knee. And I'm like, how did I not notice this? And I wish I could say that's the first time that's happened to me. But like many times it's happened where I'm out in public and I realize I have a balled up pair of underwear in my pants because I've put them on in a rush and I had taken them off in a rush.
That is so crazy to
me. Is that
me.
Not relatable? I was wondering
no,
if other
people
relatable.
Do that. No, that's very relatable. I have that, but I always find it before I leave the house. Like, I'll find a sock like at the calf of my pants,
yeah.
But I pull it out.
I'm just like...
I feel like you're not in touch with your body or
I'm
something.
I'm in a descent into madness.
yeah, sweats are... You always have good sweats, but also I feel like I see you in really weird sweats where
well,
I'm like, you're taking
look,
it too far.
I'll tell you what, I'm getting rid of so many of my clothes.
Oh.
I've made a huge pile and I'm getting rid of my shittier sweats.
Okay. Am I gonna go through that pile?
Well, yeah, but there's also really good stuff in it. There's stuff I've only worn once that I'm holding on to for that reason, and it's like, I guess like I should just get it out.
Have you read, there's like this special cleaning book that's like everyone's talking about where you're supposed to, I wish I knew what it was called, but I don't.
Who's talking about it?
Like it's,
Rumi and them?
No, not even that. Like everyone, like it's like on the top 10 Amazon books, but where you're supposed to like hold your item and be like, does this bring me joy? And then if it doesn't, you get rid of it. Like you pick
but
up a shirt.
But what if you're just like generally wired to be unhappy? Then you're just sitting in a completely empty house at the end.
That would be the story. Yeah, I guess that book wouldn't.
No, I don't know. I'm not even really. Isn't it like, I feel like stand-up encourages you to be more negative than you really are sometimes.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what if I die alone? Always.
Yeah, but everyone dies alone no matter what. I don't, dying alone
yeah,
is like
you're
not
living
a
alone
thing.
Too.
Living alone.
I mean, it's funny, right? Like you think like, oh, well, it's like people who are married and have kids feel alone. P.S. Oh, this is a great segue because I feel like so much of the time people who say shitty comments to me on the internet, literally half their pictures are their baby. And I'm like,
what?
Why are you so hateful and so lonely that you're spending your time doing this when you all have this little family you should be so invested in and be happy? But that's what I'm saying. I guess my point is like, just because you're married or have a kid doesn't mean you don't feel lonely or unhappy.
That is the opposite of what I want to hear.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm like, that's my last hope, last ditch effort. Going back a second, you wore American Apparel sweats on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I noticed those were AA.
Yeah,
products.
I know.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah, I've never felt more free. Because you know how like on talk shows, like girls are always wearing skirts. They're always like performing. It always feels very paternal. It's like, put a pretty dress on and dance for daddy. And then it's like, you know, you get a pat on the head by the talk show host. Anyway, I mean, I think that's historically what it's been. I think people are reacting to that, like Tina Fey taking off her clothes and showing her Spanx, or like,
right,
you know, I feel like, Reese Witherspoon started that whole movement, like ask her more or something on the red carpet, where it's like, don't just ask someone what they're wearing, like ask them about the actual project and things that they might be thinking about. And I think people are just sort of like, it is crazy. I know you don't like to get really political because you're attached to,
what?
Like, well, I mean, we all are, like the beauty.
Oh,
side yeah. of things and glamour and all that, but at the same time, it is insane to me that women wear high heels. They can't walk in, and if they don't, they're frowned upon. If you don't wear a dress, you're frowned upon.
That I agree with for sure. I think like feeling pretty and doing things to be pretty are good, but like the idea that you have to wear heels to be pretty, that's like, no.
Like, I saw this magazine, like, a lot of women have been wearing pants lately, pants suits and tuxes and, I don't know, not tuxes, but
I nod my
tailored
head, yes.
suits and stuff on the red carpet, and there was this whole magazine spread. It was like, women slumming it on the red carpet, and I'm like, why are they slumming it? They're doing exactly what guys do. It's just like, it is just crazy when you're wearing heels and you can barely walk, and then you're looking at a guy just in flats walking around in pants. But what's always distracting on talk shows is girls when they have short skirts, like you're so conscious of like how your legs are, and like if you should have them crossed or if you should have them straight or if you should have, you know, like
people are always pulling the skirt down.
Yeah,
that is, that's not cool.
Like, I always want to wear pants, and literally like in the past, I've had people tell me you can't wear pants on a talk show.
Wait, wasn't there a reason and like a big story behind why you wore sweatpants?
You're trying to get an exclusive?
I want
to. Do you
hear
have a sound effect that's like, Lil Esther, exclusive?
I actually just.
Weird adults.
Meaning to ask you this, and then you said you were going to talk about it on the Tonight Show, and then I don't think you did. Is that.
No, I wasn't going to talk about it on.
Or maybe that was just. And you don't have to talk about it, but I...
let's just say I had come to the end of my rope of people telling you, you have to wear this, you have to wear that. And then people, but we couldn't get you this and we couldn't get you that. And it's like, it's just this like mind fuck of like everyone telling you like you have to be inside this box. But then when you need help in that direction, it's like, well, you know, I don't know. The whole thing is just geared towards self-hate, and it felt great to just be really comfortable in sweats, and I felt like I was way more my personality and way more silly, and Fallon was so fun. Like it felt like he was excited and it was fun. I mean, he's, I guess, just always really like, it's crazy because he's so friendly that I really, like, when I went back to New York, was like, oh, I should text Fallon. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm not friends with him. I just did a show. Like, you really, like, feel like you're buddies.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's delusional.
It definitely seemed like that, though, when you were on it. I mean, yeah, to roll up in sweats feels like you just win.
Yeah, and, like, when he came back to my dressing room, like, he knocked on the door. Usually, like, you know, like, everyone I've done their talk show, usually they come say hi to you. Letterman didn't, but you know, his producer was conveying messages from him. But like, he came and like, he knocked on the door and I just cracked it, and I was staring at him. It was already like, so we were being stupid. And like, then he came and he saw the sweats. He's like, yeah, like, this is what it's all about. And it was just like fun. It felt like more creative. And I feel like when you're in a dress and heels, like, you just feel like stiff, you know, unless you're just, that's what you're all about. Like, as a woman, which some women are, like, that's their comfort zone. For me, it's like, I like it sometimes, but I also just feel more like I don't feel like my comedy best in a dress and heels. Feel a little like limited by it.
And I think when you're on a show like that, you're there to be fun and funny and not like be a little doll and a dress.
Yeah.
And
so it just feels limiting. It's like, you know, I like being really expressive. I like physical comedy and stuff. And it's just like dresses literally and heels make you move differently and sit differently and everything. It's just like, and then Americans are like, oh my God, geishas had foot binding. That's so disgusting. And then it's like literally like one time I wore heels for so many hours in a row for an event. And then I Googled, like my toes went numb and I Googled it. And it was like weirdly all these women were Googling it. And all of them had this happen in Vegas. What? They were all like, my toes went numb after Vegas. I don't know why. I guess like that's an epicenter of heel wearing.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Is there like a talk show that you had the most fun on or were like the most excited to do? Because you did Letterman, which is like,
well,
very
I
cool.
feel like I see it all as this continuum. Like I basically you go from having never done a talk show in your life to like now I feel like I've done almost all of them. And like, I feel like it literally progressively got more fun. I've never been like a jump in the pool kind of person. I've always been a stick my foot in, then stick my other foot in, watch 10 people go in, then get in up to my knees, then sit on the side, watch the 10 people get out, go home. And then I was like, say, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. Like, so like for me, like Conan was the first one and like I was really nervous for it. And I also don't watch things anymore a lot because it's just, I just beat myself up.
Wait,
too much.
Conan was the night where we went to the Big Brother party.
Oh my God. That was that night?
Yes. I came over after you did Conan. You were like,
that was so crazy. McCray had told us to come or something, right?
Yeah, I think he invited you via DM or something. Or did your podcast?
He invited me. Well, he and I had like been DM buddies or whatever. And then like he came and did my, or no, he didn't come. He just called and did my podcast.
And this is McCray from Big Brother, the show.
And so we talked about Big Brother the whole time and it was fun. And he was like saying all this random shit about Big Brother and I was really into it. And then also he hooked me up with this guy who was a producer there and I went on a tour of
Big Brother. I think we went different days.
Oh, right, right. You did it too.
Yeah, which was such a weird experience. It feels like they're zoo animals, right? Yes. Like it made me uncomfortable.
No, and you're like a foot. Like when I went, I was a foot from, who was the blonde girl who was like the cute blonde who was like dating the other blonde guy?
Who?
On Big Brother. I'm forgetting their names.
Seasons confused.
The most recent
one. Not
Gina. No. The most recent one, she was like,
the race.
She was blonde. She wore glasses. She always had a ponytail.
I can't remember, but I'll look it up.
I can't believe I can't remember her name.
Me either. I can't remember her face.
But anyway, she was in bed with her headphones on, reading mail and crying, and I was like a foot from her.
Oh my God. That's such a good time.
And it just felt so creepy. And then the camera guys, like apparently like when people have sex, like I think he was saying, I think it was McCray. He was saying like that he had sex with Amanda and the camera guys are just watching them like basically blow each other or something.
Oh God. I remember when I went, what was the guy's name who was Beast Mode Cowboy?
Oh my God.
Caleb.
Yes.
He was like playing with his nipple. Like,
ew.
Not like in a sexual way, like he was outside, but he was like, he looked like an animal. Like he was like touching his pecs and like it was so made me so uncomfortable.
That's weird.
Yeah. But so we went to their party, remember? The night of your Conan.
We went and I couldn't have felt like more of a loser. Like, it was, and like Andy Heron fell in love with you, remember?
Remember he asked you to take a picture of me and him. Like people, me and you were like taking pictures for people.
Like, no, I know. They were like, the people there were like crazed fans of Big Brother. And it was like, we were like, almost like, I don't know. I just felt like such a loser.
I know. And then outside, like seeing who was the
one, oh my God. The hot guy.
He was
Cody.
So hot in person.
I know. Cody.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I almost wanted to be like, she's on a TV show. Will you talk to us?
Like, pimp me out. He's like, I'll tell you the truth, I don't really care, I don't watch that show. But he's like, he was so tan and his eyes were so blue and he was with his dad
blue.
And his dad was acting all big time beside him, like he was like, it was amazing. Anyway, but yeah, like we left pretty fast.
Yeah, that it got weird. By the way, San Andreas, did it ruin your life?
Yeah,
can you tell me like,
Well, if you think about disasters all the time, all it does gives you a visual. But also someone told me that it's unlikely there would ever be a, like, I think it was a 9.6 in San Andreas, and someone said that's like nearly impossible.
Okay. Well,
so I guess it would just be like half as bad, which would still be absolutely terrifying.
Oh, but
it's so bad in the movie. I mean, I can't even convey to you.
I mean, I've seen the preview. It seems really bad. Like, it does seem like a movie. Like, that could never happen. But the fact that they call it San Andreas, and, like, everyone knows, at least if you live in California, like, you know what that means, the San Andreas fault line. Like, that's the thing that we're all waiting to kill us.
I wonder if, like, we are gonna die.
Well, we will, probably, eventually. Moshe was telling me about a super volcano. Have you heard of that?
Oh my God. I wish we could call him, but he's in Rome.
Oh.
Is it in California?
Yeah, I think so. It's like in the middle of California somewhere, and it will ruin like the whole country, I think.
What?
Can we Google it? We really can't call him because he's in Rome? Don't phones work there?
Skype.
Oh, it's like expensive.
I don't know. We could tweet him and tell him to go. But actually, I don't know how that would work technologically. Like, we'd have him on speakerphone.
Yes. So you're looking at your phone. what's going on?
What do you think about sliders?
I saw your tweets.
Yeah.
I am loving what you're doing.
Okay, thanks. It's from my podcast.
What do you mean?
I do food tests on my podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's a game with the callers. I have a call-in podcast.
Which is awesome. Call Chelsea Peretti, also on Feral Audio. If
yes.
you don't already know it, please do.
We're sister shows.
We are sister shows.
So anyway, it's basically like I do a food test where I say like sun-dried tomatoes, good or bad? And then you would say...
good.
And I'd say incorrect.
Wait, this is so fun.
Yeah. So today I thought of two new ones, which was French onion soup, good or bad?
No.
You have to say good or bad.
Bad.
Correct. And sliders, good or bad?
Bad. But I thought you did, is it a meal or not a meal?
No.
It's just good or bad.
It's good or bad. And then they say whether they, you know, it's basically you're getting... your subjective, I just treat my subjective opinion as truth.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Which I think is great. But why are sliders bad? Just because why not do a full burger? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like sliders are never that tasty. Too much bread to meat ratio.
For sure.
They're overcooked
because
a lot of
they're
times.
Small,
they're
so
dried
they
out a
yep.
lot of times.
I had sliders in our neighborhood recently at a happy hour. And I was like, firstly, I was like, how many sliders equals one burger? Like, that's math I don't want to have to figure out.
Probably four.
I think three.
Yeah. I mean, it purely depends on the burger and the sliders. There's like no scientific
but yeah
answer.
They were super dry and yeah. dry is never good. No. Baked goods,
I would rather honestly have just at parties just the burger patty going around and you can dip it and it's not overcooked and you can dip it in mustard or ketchup.
Yeah
Dijon mustard, good or bad?
Good.
Correct.
But in small amounts, kind of.
Red bell peppers.
This is hard. Can I just, before I answer, is it just universal? Because I'm thinking of, like, when you say that, I'm thinking of them raw, but maybe I don't necessarily think raw is good.
Well, you can say that.
Okay.
You can say.
So I'm going to say red bell peppers would be good sauteed mixed with lots of other stuff, but alone, no.
Opposite.
Please explain. Please.
Because they're good crunchy, like dipped in little ranch dressing or hummus. Yeah, but they're gross cooked.
Do you know that hummus is out for me? I'm in a circle of people that have decided that hummus is done.
Like what circle?
Like a group text that I have with some healthy friends that I did a cleanse with. And basically...
it's a nightshade. Oh, no. I thought we were talking about peppers still.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hummus is... not, but it's like... apparently hummus just like... it bloats you. Hmm. It's like a trick health food. Like people yeah. think it's healthy, but it's not. It's just
oil and
bloating.
I kind of feel that. I think it makes sense. I don't know. I think I've eaten too much hummus in the last couple of years and I'm slowing it down.
Although I remember once Natalie Portman was like, I eat my body weight in hummus every day. And I was like, oh,
I mean, I think
that
that's
too.
The thing. It just depends. I think like overdoing it with it could be bad. But I like, for example, one thing I've been eating lately is a veggie sandwich that has a very thin layer of hummus and it has some avocado in it. And then it has like sprouts, tomatoes.
Is this self-made?
No. It's at a local store.
Okay. Oh, I think I catch your
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
So
I've had a similar sandwich at Wendy's. JK.
But sprouts, good or bad?
Good.
Wrong.
What? They make the sandwich have like a light crunch.
I know, but you know, like they carry a lot of bacteria.
That's true.
And I'm always scared when I eat them and I'm always worried. So I feel like they're not worth the trouble.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
I really respect that.
I'd just rather have arugula or like something. But honestly, I'm also haunted by this article I once read about a kid like died from eating triple washed arugula.
What?
That's why I always wash my stuff, even if it's already pre-washed. It had some shit on it, like E. coli or something.
Oh, God. But E. coli, I think, only kills kids.
Well.
And old people.
Safe
for now.
It's hard to whistle.
Arugula is so bitter, though.
It's peppery.
It's I mean, I don't want to battle you on this, but
great. No, I don't know. Sometimes I think you know, there's a very big variety. I will say, I was just in Italy and the coffee there is not bitter at all. Like, it's the smoothest thing. And then you come back here and all the coffee's like really, really burnt, really acidic, really burnt. And it's like, it's kind of making me hate coffee.
Can you ever get that kind of coffee here? Like,
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me that in a different country, the coffee tastes different.
It's crazy. It's so smooth. Like, I would drink like espresso or cappuccino with like no sugar, nothing added, and it would be really smooth. Here I feel like everything tastes like farts and like sour and just like burnt.
Have you looked into this? Like, is there any explanation? Because I really want to try
think
that
we over roast. That's what someone was telling
can
me.
Can someone here not over roast? Like, let's fix this.
Well, someone call in.
So
I don't know. I'll try to research it.
Have you ever ground your own coffee beans?
Yeah. Like, I do. I was going to do it this morning.
Like here?
Yeah, I have a little grinder. They're cheap. You can get it online and then you just buy coffee beans and then grind them per day. Like, you can just grind it up to make it that day.
Does that make a difference?
I think so.
Yeah, I just ground my own ones at Trader Joe's and it was so fun and it smelled so good. It was like a
so fun. You all right?
Wait, just to go one step further, that day I literally was like, I tried something new today. I feel good.
Oh my God. What are we, like 89 year old? That's too old.
That's too old.
I made it too old.
74.
Melissa, 45, but then it's like too close to my actual age. Castmate Melissa Fumero, her husband roasts their own beans.
What does that even mean?
Meaning, like, I guess he buys them not roasted and then he roasts the beans, like heats them up to do it the exact roast that he wants. And she said it's amazing and I haven't tried it. I really
want to. Should try that, because if that's the European way, then we're good.
Cuban. They're on their Cuban flow.
What's that mean?
Cuba. It's a place. They're Cuban and they like
They are Cuban. Yeah. I thought you meant the beans were Cuban. My best friend is Cuban.
You should be very proud of yourself.
I am.
Is she a model?
No.
Fashion
she's not
blogger?
A model. She's in law school and is really miserable. She hates it and wants to drop out because it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, talk about stressful.
Yeah.
What do you think the most stressful job is?
Heart surgeon?
Oh my God. I started watching Botched.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Last night I watched it for the first time. Or no, I guess that was the second. But it was like so crazy. It makes me so panicky. Bad boob jobs. Like when people just have these crazy things inside of them. Just like making ripples and bubbles. And one doctor implanted boob implants into this woman's butt. She went to Mexico because she was like, it was $11,000 in the U.S. I'm like, yeah, pay that. Then she went to Mexico and it was $5,000 and the guy put boob implants in her butt. And I guess like butt ones need to be firmer because you sit on it. So like they were really gelatinous. Like she could, her butt, like her grandmother was like, her butt looks like testicles.
Oh my God. I didn't need to see that episode.
And it was so jiggly and stuff. But honestly, I didn't think it looked that bad.
You're like on your way to Mexico.
I have my bag packed. I already have a foot out the door.
I have a friend that had a breast surgery that was actually like she kind of had to get it, and they fucked it up. The doctor just went in. She like went to like the best surgeon in Beverly Hills to get it fixed, and the surgeon said that when they cut her open, the like whatever piece they put in to like hold up the implant literally like jumped out of her body because it had she had been rejecting it so hard that it like jumped out, which is
what does that
so
mean
creepy.
Was she allergic to it or something?
I think her body just like wouldn't accept it and was just trying to fight it out the whole like 6 months that she had it in there. It's like so scary to
disgusting.
Think like the way they describe that is not fun. I also have a friend who got breast implants, same surgeon as her sister. They did it at the same time, and for some reason hers like got really circular and weird, and her sister's were normal. So it's like you never know what's
it's like
happen.
Your body and the whatever you're putting in it, it might not react well. P.S. like, is that toxic to put silica? What
of
are they
course,
made out of now?
It has to be, I guess. Oh, it's silicone is the one that got banned and now they're saline.
Oh,
but it's still wrapped in some kind of plastic thing, right? I don't
yeah
know. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I just can't. My brain can't stop making horrible, like, thoughts.
Botched is so hard to look away.
I'm just sitting around watching Botched and San Andreas and drinking coffee.
You are like...
And then it's like, oh my God.
And on that website.
Yeah, and on that website, just like really losing it. This is like me on my hiatus from the show. Then like the show will go back and I guess I won't have time to do this anymore.
You are going crazy for sure. You thought I hated you.
I thought you hated me. I was going to unfollow you on Twitter.
That's insane. I would have been so upset.
But what's funny is I saw you posted someone that you and you were like, what's going on with our blocking sitch? And then
what
you posted on Instagram a screen grab of a text with one of your friends and you were like, should we unblock each other?
Oh, with Benji.
But what happened?
Oh, so he and I like have constant falling outs, and there was like one big one that we had a couple months ago where I unfollowed and blocked him, and then he unfollowed me back. And then, like, it had kind of changed throughout, but we never would follow each other back, but we would just go back and forth blocking and unblocking.
But is it real or is it funny fighting?
Sometimes it's real. Sometimes it starts real and then, like, it'll become funny and I'll just leave it.
Yeah.
But, like, so...
Just
then,
not to go dark, but me and Harris had a contentious relationship.
I know.
And he was always texting me like, please unblock me. Please unblock me. And I was just always like, I think I did already. He's like, nope, I'm still blocked and stuff. And like, so like I realized after he died that I still hadn't something on Instagram, I think.
Oh.
I still hadn't unblocked him on Instagram. And he had like posted shit about like something I did or something.
Oh my God.
And I was like, fuck, I should have... He also always asked to do my podcast, and I was like, I get that you want to do it. I get it. And then I was like, I should have let him.
I will say that he always asked to do my podcast, and then he did it. No, he did it. But then we were 20 minutes in, and he was like, are we done now?
See, that's the thing. Like, Harris, I don't know what I'm like, but he was like someone who like, he was like always trying to fuck everybody too. And I feel like, I'm just like, I feel like he's the kind of person who once you did, he'd be completely over it.
Yes.
It's just like, he's a real conquest. He was a real conquest person.
This is getting hard, but I'm just not going to go there emotionally. I'm just going to stay laughs.
Yeah.
Stay smiling. Where?
I'll read in a Jan Lacard to reset us.
Okay.
When I do not open up, I set myself up to explode. That's so perfect.
Oh my God. That's so true.
It says, until today, you may have been holding on to secret thoughts and feelings about Harris. You may have been afraid to open yourself up to self-examination or outside scrutiny. Just for today, be willing to release those things stored in your heart and mind that are causing you discomfort.
I actually do think that I think about that a lot. Like, if you hold it in, you'll explode. Because when I used to go through breakups, I would always feel everything right away and be so sad and be like, why are we, and then the guy would be like, no, and hold everything. And I kept being like, 3 months from now, you're going to realize what I'm feeling and I'm going to be over it. If that happened, I never got to see it, but
really, because I did have that experience.
What happened?
I've been on both sides of it, but I do feel like there's times where I was like feeling everything and then like it always seemed to come around. Like a year later, someone would be like, why did I ever, you know, or like there was one where I was just so like shut down to the person in the breakup. And then a year later, I was like, what? I mean, what happened? And he's like, I'm sorry, but it's been like a year and I'm over it. You know, like I just feel like it is like this weird thing where sometimes you don't deal with it at the same exact time,
right? And then later it hits you.
But I do feel like so much of the time it comes around.
Yeah,
you get like a text or you get an apology.
That's
or
so
you
true.
Run into someone and they're like, seem like they regret or they're hitting on you or whatever. It always seems to come around.
Yeah, I kind of see that. Although this one ex didn't come around. And I remember a few years ago being bored in my acting class and texting him like, your new girlfriend's like an ugly version of me. And then he blocked me.
You are so funny. That is such a crazy thing to text him.
Like years after too.
Can I see the girlfriend?
I could probably Google her. She blocked me on Facebook, so...
You know, a couple of my exes, I was trying to search them yesterday or the day before, and it was, like, completely impossible. I was trying to tell someone about one of them and show a photo, and it was impossible to find. Like, they're un-Googleable.
Did you ever find it?
No, but I was on my phone. I feel like I do my best research on my laptop. Like, mobile devices aren't good for sleuth work.
If you're going deep, you need...
That's why on Catfish, they always use a laptop.
Yeah, I miss that show, but I also don't think it could ever be what it was. Because now, once you know how to search by image, I feel like they figure everything out.
Do you do that, search by image?
I've still never done it, but I've never needed to. Because I've never had an online...
How do you do it?
I think it has to do with, like... When you go to Google and it's like one of your options.
So wait, can I just drag a photo into...
That's a picture of you and John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Wait, you look really good there.
Thanks. I just tried to drag that into the search field, but that didn't work.
No.
Oh, your images? Google images. Okay, now...
Search by image? Nope. I think it's... I mean,
by image.
Okay, there.
Upload an image. Choose file. This is like.
Oh, this is.
Why can't you just drag it?
This could be a whole new.
Okay, I'm searching.
Oh, God. I'm not going to see you for days. Oh, and then that's where the picture of you.
Visually similar images bring up.
Wait, let's see who they have.
Leanne Rimes.
Visually similar to Chelsea, according to
Google. Leanne Rimes, Allie Landry. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, you know what?
Helena Christensen.
I took a screenshot of the other day and I meant to send it to you and then I didn't. Was your Wiki feed profile? Have you?
Oh my God, I'm all over it.
You have a five-star rating and I'm really jealous.
Is your rating not good?
I have a 4-star and I feel like I deserve it. I Instagrammed it today. I have a size 5 foot. I think I should have a 5-star rating.
Yeah,
like,
well, there's got to be guys who are into little baby feet.
Yeah. Oh, wait. My Siri is like...
Oh, wait. Oops. Esther.
You have like... You're crushing it on Wiki Feet.
Thank you. Please tweet that to me.
What?
Just tweet you're crushing it on Wiki Feet.
Gonna do that.
All right. Esther Pavitsky. Okay, you got a 4-star. Nice feet. Shoe size 5. How do they know that?
I don't know. Maybe I've talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe you're trying to get your numbers up.
I've got Wiki Feet Thirst written all over.
Did you ever see when I posted a picture of an athlete's foot, like antifungal cream, holding it up? And I was like, Wiki Feet, like, take a break till I resolve this issue or something.
That's so good.
Okay. What is that? Esther Pavitsky is an actress and writer known for...
It should say one of the greats.
It does say
oh
one
my
of
God.
The greats. Okay. What is Alone Together?
That's the short I did with Benji.
Oh, when do we get to see that?
I'll send it to you.
It's up?
It's not posted.
Oh, but yeah, send it to me. Oh, shit. I want to see Jermaine Fowler's pilot. He sent it to me, too. Okay.
Wait, are you looking for WikiFeet?
Yeah.
I think you just have to Google WikiFeet.
Oh, I'm in IMDb. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what. I clicked something. Oh, I clicked to go to IMDb. But where's the picture?
Scroll down. It's like a weird system here.
They're not there.
No, those are...
Oh, these are your feet.
Like, not bad, right?
Well, you're like deliberately posting. You're like,
I'm not. These are so old. I didn't know about WikiFeet.
You didn't know. Because now I'm always like if there's anything where I'm supposed to be, even on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I was supposed to be like in like love scenes with Joe Latrulio. And I was like, they were like, and you just be barefoot. And I was like, I'm going to wear socks. And so it looks like we're on some weird shit. Like I'm in my socks still. Oh, look, this is like a perfect little dream posting. Now, if you promote it on here, you'll probably get a lot more.
We'll see. I mean,
what's going on here?
I don't know.
You can't get the likes up with that. You need to moisturize that. That is so funny. Look at this.
That nail polish is just so bad. That's a Katy Perry nail polish.
It's cool.
We are just looking at a picture of my toes. I don't feel the most comfortable.
Oh, you do have nice toes.
Oh, thank you, Chelsea.
But honestly, I do not understand the foot fetish.
I mean,
You've got little short toes.
Is that my problem? Do I need a toe lengthener?
That's good.
I miss having an ankle bracelet.
Mm.
We should make friendship bracelets or something.
Oh my God, I would love to do that.
I need to look up how to do it and get a kit. Yeah.
I know how to do it. You get the 8 strings and you just do a knot and then you knot the next two. You do a knot, you knot the next two.
Oh.
It's pretty straightforward.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. Maybe that's too simple. All right. Who else should we look up on WikiFeet?
Natasha has a 5-star. She's doing pretty good for herself on WikiFeet, that is.
No, she has
5 stars, right?
She has, oh yeah, she has 5, yeah.
She's got a lot of pics.
Whoa.
Oh, Dave King is calling.
Okay. What's he talking about? Have you gone on his debate show?
No. Have you?
No.
You should.
I was going to, but then it wasn't the right time or something.
Their last debate, which I'm excited to listen to, is $10,000 a lot of money? Which I'm... Whoa, Natasha.
Jesus Christ.
Is
$10,000 a lot of money?
Yeah, isn't that a good one?
Well, think about Botched. She was like, I went to Mexico because it was a butt job was $10,000. I'm like, something implanted into your body for $10,000, that does not seem like a lot of money.
No, yeah. I would put it on a credit card or like whatever.
She's a model, she was saying. I'm like, can't you just get like one modeling job? I don't know.
A lot of people are models.
Quote unquote.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up.
All right.
This has been a good hang.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if I regret anything that we talked about.
Well, you can always let me know. We'll let Dustin know.
Okay.
And it'll be taken out.
Great.
Cut to this podcast being 3 minutes long.
Chop, 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 chop. It's like 1 second. Hi.
All right. Thanks for letting me be here.
And a thank you to you.
Feral Audio.
I can't believe how cold it is. It's so cold.
Are you fucking serious?
You fucking off your phone and
look at me so shit. Now you think so.
I think it's so cold.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.